Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Simple Wild, a novel by K.A. Tucker. Read by Rebecca Ross. Prologue. November 15, 1993. Anchorage, Alaska. Wren sets the two navy suitcases next to the stroller and then reaches for the cigarette precariously perched between his lips, taking a long, slow drag. He releases smoke into the frigid air.
Just these?
And the diaper bag. I inhale the musky odor. I've always hated the smell of tobacco. I still do, except on Wren.
Right. I'll go and get that,
he says, dropping the cigarette to the snowy ground and crushing it with his boot. He clasps his calloused hands together and blows into them as he rushes back out to the tarmac, shoulders curled inward, to where the Cessna that delivered us here awaits its hour-long flight home. I quietly watch, huddled in my plush, down-filled coat against the icy wind, fiercely holding on to the resentment I've been carrying for months. If I don't, I'll quickly be overwhelmed by the pain of disappointment and impending loss, and I won't be able to go through with this. Wren returns and settles the hefty red bag on the asphalt, just as a grounds worker swings by to collect my belongings. They exchange pleasantries, as if this is just any other passenger delivery, before the man shuttles my things away, leaving us in tense silence.
So, what time do you get in?
Wren finally asks, giving the perpetual brown scruff on his chin a scratch. Noon tomorrow, Toronto time. I pray Calla can handle 10 hours.